The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
All right. Good morning. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We're off a beat.
I'll tell you.
Friday, July 17th, 2026.
You got to shore up a couple things. So it starts when it starts, by God.
It starts when it starts. Well, we were just running off the mouth. And
yeah.
And then Pantera started playing. Some people Pantera. Say Pantera. I say Pantera.
I can't, man. I can't stop thinking about Pantera when I hear Pantera.
You think of Panera. Mm-hmm. Panera. What, God, which one is it now? Panero? Is that a Mandela effect? No, I'm just kidding. It is,
oh my God.
It's Panera. Well, everyone knows.
You know how I'm.
I'm not. I am Southern Baptist.
You know, I'm obsessed with mafia stuff, so. There was this guy named Tommy Patera. Called him Tommy Karate.
Uh-huh.
Because he was like this black belt master in a bunch of different, disciplines, you could say.
What size is your waist?
Like, he went to Japan to study with, you know, like, dojos and whatnot.
Yeah.
Don't know if it was strong style. But he would use that to collect debts. Like, he would use his moves on people. You're only supposed to use it for self-defense.
Self-defense.
We got a clear bag policy in here, by the way.
We do have a clear bag policy. And I can see everything in Paige's bag right now.
Sorry.
We got a... I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
What?
Like, see if you could carry all the bags. Like, I wonder why you need so many bags. And they're always full.
Uh-huh.
They're full, folks. They're full of stuff. She's got full bags.
You know, I would say that we could...
unload one of my bags, I will. I'll explain it to you one piece.
Oh. Listen, you got, like, any... huh?
You bring condoms?
You got any dildos in there. So.
You got any wine coolers?
No.
You got any B plugs?
Never drank wine coolers. No B plugs.
You got any pasty notes?
Shit.
Who said that? And remember,
pasty
some
notes.
Caller said that.
Talking about pasties and yeah, post-its.
She said pasty notes.
Pasty notes.
Pasty notes. No, don't have
those. That's what it was.
If you were that funny chick that called, kudos to you.
Call back. Kudos.
I don't have Monster Jam tickets. I don't
kudos,
think.
Not cooties. That's what I say.
Kudos. Oh, kudos is a food. You remember kudos?
Yeah, I was trying to think. At first, I thought it was a killer dog. But that was Cujo. But then I was thinking, wait a minute. Wasn't it that gay entertainment reporter? And I was, no, that was Cujo.
Oh, man, what happened to Cujo?
Cujo.
Did he bite somebody?
I think he's dating Magic Johnson's son now.
Lord.
Is he with Steve Kometko? Who's great, by the way, still.
Steve Kometko?
Yep.
Yeah, his last name sounds like a drugstore. Hey, can you run back a Metco for me?
Yeah, sure. You want some Kentucky Jelly? What do you want?
I'm over here at Cole Komet's.
You want a Buzzy Butt? Because they all carry Buzzy Butts now.
Buzzy, what is that?
It is a vibrating plug that you stick in a certain part of
it.
Oh,
wow.
Just doesn't sound cool. Yeah.
They all carry them. Who's they?
CVS.
The Illuminati.
Walgreens.
Is that where you go to when you first walk in the store?
Frierson's might have
Is
one.
That under family planning?
No, but I tell you what.
Because clearly, if you're buying that, you're not planning on, you're not even planning on another person being involved in it, right?
Condoms.
It is very oddly placed. Like, you have to walk by it when you go get pills. Like,
well,
they just
yeah.
put it right there.
Just in case you might need something.
Well, what if you got a kid with you? What is that? It's a butt plug, kid. And if you don't shut up, I'm going to get you one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
It's
I'm going to get
no
one
parent.
For your mouth.
Now, you got to explain what it, like, that stuff should be hidden. Like what I told you yesterday, the condoms at Neighborhood Market are hidden.
Oh, yeah.
Way back in the corner.
It's kind of like the candy aisle for kids.
Sorry, Pete, I had to tell him.
Shoot, the candy aisle, they put that dead center for midgets and kids.
It's so
if
annoying.
You're a, if you're like... Freaking, God, I always use the same example. But if you're Deep Roy, and I know many of you would go
Deep Roy.
Many of you would go with Dinklage, but he gets all the parts. I go with Deep Roy. Look him up if you're not aware. You know who Deep Roy is, but you don't know who Deep Roy is.
Ever watched season two?
Just Google Deep Roy. It's not gay porn. It sounds like it.
La Flama Blanca.
Kinda.
But it ain't. And, imagine everywhere you go, they're trying to sell you toys and candy because that's where they put it in the stores for the kids to see it.
Yep.
You got to ask for assistance to get some cereal and whatnot.
That's where they trick you.
Yeah.
Moms, can we get this? No. Get those Rollos. We'll get those.
I've noticed.
Mom, can I get some Rollos? No, you get some Grady's and you will like it.
In certain stores, the things that I like are on the top shelf and nobody cares.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Like what? What are the things you like?
Yum yum sauce, which I'm not supposed to eat, but I like it on my chicken. And so I have to ask someone to help me at a certain store because the one that's spicy yum yum is always on top and in the back.
Oh, yeah. I knew somebody that drank only Burnett's. Like, you got to crawl up under the shelf to get that stuff.
That's a pain.
Ugh. I'm like, get something mid. Get some Sky or some damn Absolute.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Or get some...
don't say it.
Smirnoff.
Oh, no. Smirnoff.
Whatever it is.
Smirnoff. Well, I tell you what. Whoever ran vodka marketing agencies back in the day, boy, y'all were like... Put it on t-shirts. These son of a bitches will buy it and advertise for us.
Yep.
Absolute Wild Summer. Absolute Southerner.
So many flavors now.
Yeah, but I remember all the shirts, though. Yep. Absolute Ladies Man. You know, all the absolutes.
Absolute Chomo, I believe, was one.
Right. Absolute Lee.
Why did we... That was a new segment.
I know. I was saying, in my mind, I saw this no offense, this like pudgy-faced Asian guy telling me news. I'm like, wait a minute. That was
that's all I prefer.
Lee. Yeah, that's the way I like it.
That's more trusted.
That's right.
Why
you
did
say
we...
white, I say black. I say pudgy Asian.
When did we boycott Stoli? Was that a COVID thing? I can't remember exactly.
There was, wasn't it something with...
we just boycotted it.
Wasn't it Russia? Wasn't it something with Russia Mafia?
I mean, something with Russia.
I have no allegiance to the Mafia of any country, really. I guess if I do, it would be this one. But, I would stand with the American Mafia if it were like country mafias against each other. But Italy would just dominate us.
They're rough. The Italian Mafia, they kill families.
Sudan would come in. Oh, God.
Talk about the pure Sicilianos.
Shoot,
and
boy. You want to talk about, oh, boy. Oh, God. Oof. You don't even.
And the Nabaledan? They kill families.
Yeah, we're talking about the trilateral. Nope. No, 13 families. Nope. I don't even say the word biscotti. It sounds too close. Yeah.
I've never been to Italy. I want to go badly, but
I've been to Caprice. It's pretty close.
Yeah, it really is.
I've been there too.
That would be a dream trip for me.
Caprice.
In Caprice, wearing Caprice, drinking a Caprice Sun.
They cannot turn you away or ask you questions.
I'm wearing short pants. I'm drinking a Caprice Sun and Caprice. No, Italy.
In Caprice.
Just because I think that's where, like, I like the nightlife. I like to boogie. No one knows what she said there.
They don't.
But,
Jeez,
it seems like there's stuff to do. Like, there's places I want to go, but then I think about, like, the other things to do. Like, the Grand Canyon, for instance.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
After dark, what is there to do?
It's the biggest goddamn hole in the world.
I wouldn't walk down the Grand Canyon at night.
Well, you'd ride a donkey, a burro, a Joe burro.
Something like that.
Jesus! How did we not ever think of that one? If I get another donkey, his name will be Shane. Donkey Shane.
Yeah, I've got to.
But then if I get... a burro, I will name him Joe.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
What exactly is a burro?
A burro is what they call a donkey in Mexico.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it's a breed of donkey that you could...
I should look that up.
See, a mule is what you were trying to do.
So what does burrito mean? Are they making it out of donkey meat, Matthew? I told you.
A mule is a jackass and a horse.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. So... One of my favorite drinks is a Moscow Mule.
Very good.
What does that mean? I like the ass from Russia.
You like Kentucky Mules?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's generally the same concept.
Which is urine and not milk.
Anytime you drink a mule, certain parts of downtown, you got to just be watching for tweakers. You're going to see that copper glass, and they're going to try to grab it.
How much is that worth? You got to make the noise,
Holds
too.
Holds your car. He's sitting there holding a freaking skill saw. Where's your car?
God, let me write this down.
Is it still a problem?
I don't know, actually.
I never hear... I know that, like... I feel like Cash for Clunkers got rid of all the cars that had catalytic converters. I also wonder where those cars went. Like, had they been melted down into metal by now? Or
I don't know. A lot of people say they, or a lot of dealers say they had a hard time getting reimbursed for their clunkers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I think they got money. Lot.
Barack Hussein Obama.
They got their money on the back end.
Kept the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, see, I thought when that happened, you know, my conspiratorial mind, I thought it was just to get rid of gas vehicles, more gas vehicles off the road so they could go with the EV stuff.
Yeah.
And because there for a while, that literally looked like the government was changing cars, you know, because they took control of which company? General Motors, right? Doesn't like the government run General Motors now?
Yeah, I think. Well, Ford was the only one that didn't take bailout money.
Oh Lord, no wonder we're so against importing those Chinese cars into America. They're cheap as hell, and but then again, it goes against what I was saying the other day. You know,
man, I was
because it's cheap. It wasn't made here, but. I was a little made here to be $400,000. Go ahead.
Surprised to see on the way home the other day, right here at the Cracker Barrel, is a big Tesla charging station, and that sucker was full.
You know, I thought of that. If I bought an electric car, where would I charge it at my house?
Oh, the excuses she would have been. Guys, I forgot to charge my car.
No, it was
someone had plugged my car last night. I bet it was the neighbor who I denied for oral satisfaction.
Dang.
Somebody tripped on the wire walking.
That's a good question. Do they have to, will it charge on 220 or do they have to run something? I guess they would have to, right? I
think also, if it's, obviously there's certain limitations to it, but like if it's like a Waymo, you know, and it kind of dings or whatever, says you've got 50 miles until.
Look at this Waymo.
Why would it not just drive itself to the charger instead of allowing you to run out? Like, it should, at that point, agreed, take over and drive to a charger rather than let it just stop on the side of the road.
Well, that was part of the infrastructure problems they were talking about with EVs. There's not enough charging stations, especially on interstates.
I was going to say, like, cross-country trips. Oh, Lord, no. You'd have.
But it's got a gas pickup, right? Don't they have both?
Yeah, the hybrids.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I think about hybrids are, like, you know, when they talk about, you know, those dog animals or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I think about that, and then I think about Migers. Marijuana.
Dog animals.
But I think it's like a $200 oil change for a hybrid. Like, you can't do it yourself because they tell you you might die.
Yeah, but, I mean, is it true? You know, I still eat lead paint chips.
I still eat Taco Bell lettuce, so.
Right. I ate a whole dinner salad out of a bag last night.
Did you?
That I found on the side of the road.
A diarrhea be damned.
Yeah. I don't care. And you know what? It was a fruit salad, too. Uh-huh.
This is why you don't eat lettuce, folks.
That's right. Folks?
I did eat my salad yesterday, and it was fine.
Did you toss it first?
Did you eat it out of a bag, though? Mm-mm. Well.
Supposed now, to toss
for
it.
Those that are, you know, kind of a, you know, elevator don't go to the top, whatever way makes it, you know, politically
creepy.
Correct for you.
If you fry short of a bag.
Yeah, it means the pre-bag, not like if you made a salad and then ate it out of a bag. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the pre-bagged. If you bagged it, it should be fine, unless you have tapeworms or something.
Some fast food joint used to have, do you remember salad in a bag? You shake it up. And
dude, it had the seasoning.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, who was that?
Was
it Jack in the Box? Fur? Oh, You Rule. Is that what you're saying? Hire the king back. This is stupid. At this point, I mean, come on.
I'm really not surprised.
There's no sense.
What are they? Is it still the same name? Why don't they hire him?
Well, they fired the king and said, "Now you're the boss." I'm like, okay. Well, the king didn't do anything wrong.
Right. He came in and said, "You know what? I gave up my phone number." He said on the commercial, "I gave up my personal phone number to customers." I'm like, "Come on, dude. You're like when you go to a hot girl's Instagram page and page." And they say, text me. You know, they have the phone.
Oh, yeah. Some celebrities that do
it's
that.
It's that thing that just wraps you into their whatever link world where you can see, like, if they're on OnlyFans or all that mess.
How many gimmick
fans? Or they're probably just buying your data and selling it.
Mm. Yeah.
I got phone numbers from people. You want to buy them?
Why?
That is weird to me.
It's like if, you know, a Sophie Rain or somebody put out, hey, you could text me. Text me at this number.
Yeah.
Like, how many gimmick pics are you going to get?
Oh, and you can even send right. It. Yeah, they're probably like SMS based where you can't send pictures.
Look at this.
What is this here? Why are you pointing at me?
That's where Paige is missing the mark. You can rate those suckers.
At WNBA games, especially Fever games, they start throwing fingers on the on the court for Sophie. They quit throwing the green dildos, and now it's Sophie fingers. God, why are they Fever not dough? Selling big foam fingers? Jeez Louise.
I'm telling you, man.
Do I have to market for everyone?
WNBA management is pure tea garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
And it's the NBA's fault.
Yep.
Adam Silver.
Yep.
You
pure tea garbage. Prick.
Terrible.
I hate him. I generally don't like people whose last name is a precious metal.
Yep.
Tony Tungsten, apologies ahead of time. I hate your guts.
Various others.
I've never had a good, and two off the top of my head, I've never had a good interaction with anyone last name Gold. Feel free.
Silver.
Well, that's what he was like. Silver, that's another one.
Yeah.
Jonathan Silver, he's fine.
You got Les Gold, he was cool when we talked to him.
Oh, yeah, he was fine.
Seth might have been, tooting a little back in the day.
Yeah, no, a little. Man, that dude literally started looking like a possum in the face.
Ashley was a little high strung.
Yeah, on sugar, probably. She's
I really do miss that show. Like, the characters made that show. Yeah. Like, Pawn Stars was a little more organized. Pawn. The hardcore Pawn was ghetto.
Which, believe it or not, he accidentally found that show.
Yep.
It wasn't what he was looking for, but he was pleasantly surprised.
Freaking Detroit. Evidently, everybody goes to that pawn shop to get casino money. And they get wild.
It's brilliant. I mean, it's brilliant. It's brilliant, but it's also like, it's like, you're like, people are somewhere and they need money. And you're in their mind, they're like, we're doing these people a service by exchanging their goods for money so they can go gamble more. But in reality, it's just like...
Look, we know some of this is bitted up, but I don't think they have producers that would come up with some of the stuff that, like, do you remember the guy trying to hide in the fridge until the store closed?
Oh, yeah. but then just ask yourself, though. Like, you have to suspend your disbelief when you're watching those things. Wrestling, really. I feel like sports in general now, the way everyone cheats. But,
yeah.
Like, I won $40 off Couchy last night because Trump mentioned China. That's what that Trump was.
China?
That's what that text was about.
I was looking for it, could not find it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we'll save that for another little thing. But
Kelsey, I hate Kelsey. So stupid. I'd rather go to the sports book.
I'm not going to say it on the radio, but I have a promo code if you want it.
Is it bacon?
No. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay, I say be real. Well, it's up to you. I don't care.
Well, we got a little press for time here.
Okay, then.
Definitely
we
come back.
We will not be real.
Be real?
Be faux.
And the rest of the Cypress Hill fam.
Hits from the bone.
Hits from the bone. Send me get out. I love that one guy.
Do you remember when they were on Mulaney's show with Michael Keaton?
Oh, God.
And after the song, B-Roll goes, best GD Batman ever right here.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, what's crazy about that is, remember in... The Simpsons, when they I hate referencing that show because it's like, they predict everything. But dude,
yeah,
there was an episode where they showed in the future Bart was going to see Cypress Hill performing with the Boston Pops.
And wow, that's random.
Be damned if it didn't just happen.
Did it really?
Maybe it wasn't the Boston Pops, but it was like a symphony. They were doing Cypress Hill songs with a symphony. Now, one would say, well, they saw that and it gave them the idea. But still, though, that's crazy. That's crazy.
God. Now I wish there were a town called Coochie that had an orchestra.
Dude, we'll get in a car after the show, drive up Become Plaza in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
The controversy up there.
There's too much going on.
There's so much going on up there. People are protesting Come Plaza in North Carolina because they're being told they can't do live streams from there.
Can't do it.
Because people wanted to go and live stream from Crowne Plaza, but they won't allow them to do it now. They're getting all trespassing notices. I don't know.
You know, you can't steal a location, as they say in your
free
business.
Free advertising. Nevertheless, speaking of free advertising, here's some that was not free, and we'll come back and talk some more. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, you want this first?
Keep your mouth closed.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Sick of your ass. It ain't the first time, the second time, or the third time. You want to act like a do it somewhere else, do it with someone else. You ain't got to talk to me like I'm some piece of
You know, I actually wasn't on you, but I was too lazy to delete it, so I'd rather just play it and then be late.
No. That's fine. That's fine. I mean, it's totally fine.
Man.
All right, but we still will come back and talk some more, right? That hasn't changed?
Yep.
All right, good morning, everyone.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You son of a bitch.
I literally was going down the road listening to that yesterday. It's so good.
It is good. I feel the Lord. I feel the Spirit.
Like, if somebody would make, like, Motown, and I mean, obviously, it's done, but I mean, like, a major artist, like, did, like, a Motown sound, but it was, like, things like this, where he's talking about real life stuff, not, my boyfriend's back. Not, say, you know, what about... My dad's gonna kill me because he's a racist. Hey, my boyfriend's black. Hey, my dad's gonna kill.
Just hearing you say my boyfriend's black is a new drop.
My boyfriend's black and my dad is gonna kill us. Hey, you know, the songs of the time.
Apparently.
Did they ever figure out the AI band, how that's gonna tour?
Yeah, the first one they're doing at the Sphere, of course.
Oh,
which,
yeah, of course.
I don't like how you say that, by the way.
Well, tell me, if you say Spear, it sounds like Britney or Ari.
So everybody calls it the Spear.
The Spear.
You seen the Spear in Vegas?
Well, what's the other word? God, there's another word where I say it that kind of a ish.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, Sphinx.
Sphinx.
Now, I know Sphinx. Stuart Sphinx, the gas station, but not Sphinx. Sphinx.
You know my cousin Leon, too.
Like, why wouldn't it just be S-F-I-N-X? Sphinx.
Sphinx.
Sphinx. Like, sphincter. It's not sphincter. It's sphincter.
You know,
I love English only. No offense to others. I just like mine more.
It's hard to learn for some people.
God, yeah, it is. It's for us.
It's the hardest language.
It is.
It is.
So many double meanings.
Yeah.
You know. I've had a lot of Mexicans tell me it was hard to learn English. And I'm like, look, if you don't want to try, I get it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean.
I would learn Spanish in Mexico, but that's just me.
Shoot, it's not the same. I've talked about that. Like, probably some of my better grades were when I took Spanish. No crap. I really got into it.
I forget to go back to it. I try to learn because that's the most practical one you need to know.
But the stuff that I learned that could literally, you know, like, hey, if you ever find yourself in Mexico, here's how you can carry on. And it was not the correct. It was like me coming to you and speaking in like old Baroque, old English. How art thou doing today? Wilt thou do with the, you know.
Thou hast to payeth thy bill.
Right. But then with English, though, it's like Paige was saying, the double meanings. But like, I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching this guy do a box break, fat boy of cards. And he's like, uh-oh, we got a rookie. See the rookie logo. Oh, got to pull it down. Got to pull it down slow.
But too slow they do this.
Uh-oh, it's Tyler Schuff. Schauf. Tyler Schauf. It's like cough. And everybody in chat said it's pronounced Shuck.
I hate the Rippers and the Shippers.
Tyler Shuck, not Schauf. But his last name is spelled S-H-O-U-G-H.
Shuck. That's how they say it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
So if you came here, it's like, cough. But then the word tough. Why wouldn't that be tough?
Tough. Oh, God. Hey, you can pick from the box. Pick any number. Like, all these cards are going to suck anyway. I got one the other day.
We got green laser.
I won a TikTok giveaway. It was a Ryan Klesko card with a bat patch on it. I'm like, okay.
A bat patch.
It's not even Braves Klesko. It's Padres Klesko.
Oh, screw that noise. That's the worst. That's like, we got Greg Maddux. Oh, he's in a Cubs uni.
Well, luckily, I didn't have to pay shipping because it was a giveaway.
Oh.
But I almost wanted to tell him to keep it. Like,
yeah. Give it to some kid, man.
The other giveaway I won was it's a PSA. I'm like, okay. You know, at least it's graded.
Yeah.
It was a Mecole Hardman rookie. Like, it's worth maybe a dollar.
It's Mikel.
I want to tell him, just keep that one, too.
Isn't it Mikel?
Mecole?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of the wrong black athletes.
Oh, okay. Not the NFL rookie for 49ers?
No.
That's Mikel Thompson.
This is Mecole Hardman. Mecole.
She used to work for us, no?
I think so.
Paige, you look right concerned here. Right now.
Yeah, just...
You have what, you forgot your drugs this morning?
Did you not get paid enough?
Well, that part. Oh. No. Somebody sent me a text, and I was just trying to figure out what they were talking about.
Just reminded somebody that it was payday. That's how you know you're living right.
No, I, when I say I
see your mama's big old motherfucking behind. Your mama got a payday.
God, I love that.
Yeah, we got to get him on the show.
I love it so much. I do. Cocaine Watson. He's the man. Remind me.
Mikel.
Work your back.
Mikel. It was
somebody used to work
thing.
Here.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were buying lunch today.
Oh, I. What else? That's.
You are?
That'll be on the bonus check when I buy your lunch.
I remember that. You were very disappointed.
I remember those.
What, bonuses?
Yeah.
Oh, don't act like that.
Why?
You remember them?
Barely. <Yeah.
laughs> Well, they have...
Let me get some of that $20 million we just got for selling that cluster.
Oh, Lord. The cluster... Oh, man.
Break us off a little of that piece.
$20 million? You act like it's so much money.
Six stations.
It could help. Feed somebody.
Ah, what are we worth, I wonder? What's our valuation? Because even those are in question now. Because you see a valuation for whatever, then you'll have pundits saying, well, we don't really know what valuations mean or how to calculate them. It's just somebody's guess of what it could be. Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Did you put that in the right place?
I'm seeing a decimal point.
Well, yeah.
Nah, I'm going over two like we were
when
told.
When they say know your worth, it's not just like a little phrase. It's like, nah, figure it out. And then just multiply it times 10. It's like how dudes do the goober sizes and women divide their sex partners by 10.
Really? They make it more?
Divide means?
You make it less. I would increase mine. I would lie.
You would?
Yeah.
Why? How many have you had?
I have about
20. Whoa, that was the easiest personal hardcore question I've ever asked her in the history of this show.
It was quick, too.
That would have went days or weeks. Paige, seriously, what's your sex number? I had about 20.
At one time?
Yeah, if that.
At once or over?
God, no.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Matt. Yeah. You want the good news first? Or you want to just head into some controversy?
Well.
Good news, bad news.
We usually only get to one.
Yeah.
I just picked the better of... The two. Is the good news better or is the bad news better?
Mm. Let's go with the good
Rest
news.
In peace, Walter Matthau.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can make this a lot shorter.
Rest in peace.
Well, today is World Emoji Day. Does that make you happy?
Lord have mercy. Say it. So it doesn't look like there's inside joking here.
Thought that might have been the first one.
That was the first thing I saw when I came in here. I said, I don't think we put a number on it. I said, I bet you money that's the first story she does.
Well, that's because, you know.
It's homies.
Some people are excited about that.
Who?
People that like to send little smiley faces or, you know.
I'm going to. What is your favorite emoji?
Well, I got a combination.
Okay.
It's the egg.
Oh, of course.
The squirt and
it's the eggplant. The peach emoji and the blood drop.
Oh, gosh.
Of course. Of course that would be yours.
Sometimes it's two eggplants, a peach emoji and a blood drop.
Is that just dinner? Dinner plant.
It's not my dinner.
Jesus. Lord, what? She got her pills. I can tell. She must have taken her pills during the break.
Taking pills.
I haven't taken anything yet. All right.
So. I feel like when I see them in, I will say, when I see them in like ads, I feel like very, like it's very childish.
Well.
You know what I mean?
They never mean what, the meanings always change.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the hot could mean, man, look at this hot card I just pulled. Or, oh my God, it is 107. Or, look at this new fit. Ain't it hot?
That's on the chest, right? Hot card?
Hot Carl.
Oof. All right, so we don't...
Junior. Hot Carl's just... Junior.
Oh my God.
Why did they never do it?
Carl's Junior. Do a Hot Carl's.
Hot Carl's Junior. It's like hot chicken.
Yes, and then you, like, look.
With flames.
You see the commercial, there's a plain Winnie, and then you see the chili just drop down on the Winnie, like it's raining on
Slow
it.
Slow motion.
It's raining chili.
Corals.
Mm. Okay. Well, today, since it's emoji day, you can have a few new emojis, which include a cracked smiling face, a pickle, a meteor, and new thumb signs.
So I thought we already had a meteor.
Well, there's
I call them a meteor, by the way.
So the pickle is going to mean, like, we know what that's going to mean.
Is that going to replace the eggplant?
No.
Like, we just, had eggplant before pickle.
It's going to be... No, it's going to mean that, but it's going to be a negative connotation.
Is that what the... Oh.
My girl, I saw his...
I saw his pickle.
And it smelled like a pickle.
Because it sounds like schmeckle.
Rhymes with dickle.
I still don't understand what the one that it's in the category of smiley faces and frowny faces, you know, the yellow thing here. And it's the one where it has the dots around the head, the outline, but then it's blackface. Like, you see it right there?
Can you send it to me?
Okay, well, yeah. I need to unblock you. Hold on.
Don't put me with Party Man Dan in Mutesville.
He's not in Mutesville no more. He just thinks he is, so he doesn't bother to contact me anymore, which is...
There's also a lighthouse and a pink eraser if you need to.
A pink eraser?
I will use the eraser to erase people. I am you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, what is... I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It looks like a Nirvana shirt.
Yeah, it looks like the Nirvana logo. That's a good point. Paige, you're a woman about town. What is this... what does that emoji mean? I'm not looking for like a joke either. Like, I don't know what it means.
No, it's like...
You jerk.
Look at those suckers.
I don't know.
You texted to her. Why? She just saw breasts. Because
that's all I saw was Sweeney breasts.
How did you know that was her boobs that tiny?
Chicks with big boobs.
I saw her thumbnail and she knew that was Sydney Sweeney. Golly bum.
I think those suckers got bigger.
I saw a show.
She going to have scolio.
I have 13%. Probably more than anybody in the room, to be honest with you.
You know, how weird is it? I have a sister who had scoliosis.
Had?
Well, I think she still has. I don't know if you ever lose it or not.
I don't think you can
see it.
My scolio sister.
Yeah. Yeah. So did her hip kind of tilt to one side? Because the spine's curved.
I know when I dipped, she dipped, and then we dipped.
Yeah. He puts his hand up. Well, I mean, I can't say it. It's your sister.
No, I'm the sister.
Oh, so I'm... Okay.
Look at that.
Look at that world emoji day.
Oh, my God.
It's my gift to you.
You tell me that those aren't surgically altered, I'm going to laugh.
They look like you when you were 12, probably.
Months.
I'm sorry.
Good God.
Ma'am, you're having triplets. No,
I'm sorry. Those are not three heads.
All right.
Your child has a bosom like their mother.
See?
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.